It's come to this then. A lifetime. And I mean a lifetime. I do. I really do. A lifetime of dedication and loyalty flushed down the bog. Job for life, the abbot said. Ward off any evil about the place. Keep people on the straight and narrow. Irreplaceable, he told me. Hell, that's turned out. I'll tell you, it hasn't. Eager to shove me off my post as soon as look at me, I've been up here longer than any abbot lasted. And what do they want to do to me now? Take me down? Well, not without a fight if I've got anything to do with it. I mean, so what if I'm the colour of soot and the acid's got under my skin and I cough and splutter every 5 minutes? It's worth it for this view and the goings-on I get to see. Who are they to say I've got to go? What's my years of service counted for, eh? Nothing. Replicate, is what they said. But you can't carve authenticity into nothing but a cheap imposter. Half the lads up here have gone, lassies as well. Just a few of us left clinging to the crumbling stone. The new lot are soulless, parading about like pouting peacocks. I mean, who do they think they are? I'd knock the blocks off if I were a year or two younger. Be all pushed to raise my fist these days. But I don't let on. My bark's worse than my bite, and I can smell their fear. And what are they going to do to me when they've got me off here? I don't see any of my lads down there. Doesn't look like I'm going to be ornamenting the ground, does it? Nah. Was a time I'd have scampered, done a runner. Left them with the mystery. Mystery of the missing gargoyle. But the cold's dug deep into my bones, and my hips hurt every time I stretch. Which, by the way, I do morning, noon and night to keep myself fit. For all the good that's done me. Used to run over them rooftops, watch young lovers at it in the park. Put bets on late night taxi brawls and back further in the day. And watch them monks, bottle of brew stuck under each armpit as they snuck around the grounds. Should have seen them run when I let out a howl. And the abbot's lights went on. I had tears, real tears, tears of laughter. And more when I came out from underneath the bed in the middle of the night. Gave many a child a fright. Mind, can't do that now. Health and safety codwallops got in the way of having a laugh. I'm tempted to break a few rules now. Now they've said they're letting me go without so much as a handshake or a word of thanks. It's time to cause a bit of a rumpus, I reckon. They're calling it restoration. Restoration, my app. It's disrespect, that's what it is. Simple as murder, death by architect. In danger of falling off. They don't know what they're talking about with the clipboards and fancy phones. I was given a job to do, and do it I will. Well, would have done, given the chance. It's not right farming me off, who knows where, like I can be listed in their archives as once was. Now gone. Replaced. I'm not replaceable, am I? You can't shove something new in my place and say, that's me, can you? What? I don't have feelings? Well, let me tell you, I do. And when you're looking up at where I am now, don't tell me what you see is authentic, real. It's fake. A copycat facade, without any heart or soul, without the history that I have in my head. Nah, it's not me. You'll see. It's all shiny, glittery yellow stone. Might get a bit of authentic pollution on its head. But it'll know nothing of standing here for centuries. No tales to tell. Like when that river was full of seals and Saxons gathered round some old oak and buried a few pieces of gold. Still not found. Nah, they'll know nothing of past times. Put me out to pasture. See if I care. But don't come running to me when you find my replacement's not up to the job. Nah, because I'll be living the high life. I won't want bothering. Won't want bothering at all.